escorting are the three American runners. There is Joan Benoit.
It is the toughest event of the whole lot. Over 42 kilometres. So much can happen over 42 kilometres. But it's the preparation. It's the years and months of build-up beforehand that's hard.
In fact, in the ancient Olympic Games, females weren't even allowed a tent. We moved on to 1928, which was the first time that women ran middle distances in the Olympic Games. In fact, the very first female marathon in Olympic Games history was as recently as 1984 in Los Angeles, when a girl called Joan Benoit won it. But that was the first time that women ran marathon.
Katrina McKiernan is a record-breaking marathon runner for Ireland, but she was forced to withdraw from the Sydney Games in 2000 due to injury.
And you can never tell, you know, you can never pick a winner at the start of a marathon, because you can never know what happens at 20 miles, 22 miles. You know, the legs can just fall off people at that stage.
A lot of female athletes have been inspired by more recent female athletes doing well. You see people winning medals, then young girls go out there and take sport a bit more seriously.
Sonia's own achievement has inspired many of our athletes. She competed in four Olympic Games, won silver in Sydney in the 5,000 metres and three gold medals at the European Championships.
A lot of young girls don't realise their potential until they actually go out there and try really hard, and they don't know that they can try really hard or achieve things until they see other girls just like them go out and do the same thing.
Ireland has three marathon runners in the team: Ava Hutchinson, Linda Byrne and Katrina Jennings, which is the maximum it can send. But four women made the Olympic qualifying time of 2 hours 37 minutes, and for Marie McCambridge, who lost out, it's doubly bitter.
I qualified for the Sydney Olympics, but unfortunately there was five of us and I lost out on going to Sydney by half a second in the 5,000 metres. It was hard to take, but I definitely knew that I could go to the Olympics, and so for the next 4 years I strove to make it to Athens, and I did. And from there I got the marathon bug, and so for the last 3 years I've been trying to get to London 2012 in the marathon.
Speaking with News Talk the day after she heard the news, a bitterly disappointed Maria McCambridge said that she will continue to run marathons.
My heart's in the marathon. I'm going to jump into a track race or two, see how the form is and just take it from there. But ultimately, I really believe there's a really good marathon in me, and I really want to produce that.
Maria McCambridge, like Linda Byrne and Ava Hutchinson, who are both heading to London for the marathon, came out of Dundrum South Dublin Athletics Club. It's been the nurturing ground for so many of our track and field women.
Stay together as a group now, stay together, work as a group. That's good.
Eddie McDonough is the club coach.
It's been a huge disappointment for Marie, of course. She's worked her whole life, all her life now, 36 years of age, in the club for nearly 20 years. She's won an awful lot of things with us. She's been in the World Championship final in the indoors. She's been at the Olympics previously. I think on this score, possibly with Maria being 36 years of age, she was the oldest, and times were all very similar. They had to pick. Unfortunately, Maria was the one that suffered.
Ian O'Riordan, athletics correspondent of the Irish Times, remarked that while it's hard for Maria McCambridge, the fact that four women qualified in the marathon is a record.
We've never had four women qualified in an Olympic marathon before. So I think that reflects, obviously, the strength of distance running in Ireland, women's distance running in particular. For Dundrum to have three women essentially qualified for Olympic marathon, I don't think that's ever been done for any Irish club before. And I think that's another reflection of the hard work, dedication and just pure belief that these athletes can go all the way to the Olympics once they put their minds to it.
Ava is the quickest of the qualifying women at 2:35, which she hit on just her second full marathon, while Linda Byrne has a long list of achievements as a junior athlete and now as part of the elite DCU Sports Academy.
Yeah, that's spot on, Linda. That's fine. 3:46, 3:47, that's good.
Enda Fitzpatrick is Linda's coach and is director of the Athletics Academy at DCU.
She probably is one of those athletes who is biomechanically very, very well structured to be a good marathon runner. She's very economical, touch wood, rarely injured. a lot of people describe her as a robot. She's robotic, all right, in terms of workouts and, you know, even pace running. And when I sit back and look at her first and only marathon where she achieved a qualifying standard, I mean, I knew she was going to run the standard. It was just a case of, you know, you have to be a little bit patient. And if anyone could do that, it was going to be her.
20, 21, 22, 23. That's spot on.
That was my first ever marathon, so I didn't really know what to expect, but I knew I had the training done. I've been running since I was a kid and I've always enjoyed it, and the Olympics was something that I've always dreamed of making, and that's what really kept me focused.
Ava Hutchinson is 29 and living in England since she was four. She linked up with Dundrum and Eddie McDonough as she wanted to compete for Ireland. Ava was based in the US in recent years, and now she trains with Ray Tracy in Providence.
And he's just been absolutely amazing. When you see him work with the team and the success he has with all the team here, and it's just incredible.
Athletics Ireland's Ava Hutchinson has put in a stellar performance today to achieve the qualification standard for the London Olympics.
So it was 2:37 you had to run, and Ray said the plan was to go out and try and run 2:35, and he said he thought that would be enough to make the team.
Ava Hutchinson is an athlete we're going to hear a lot more of, especially post-London. I think she could be the future of Irish women's marathon running.
For both Linda and Ava, Sonia O'Sullivan was a huge inspiration.
She was definitely a big inspiration for me, and watching her in the Olympics really spurred me on to keep up training. And at times it was obviously quite tough, you know, when you're coming out of school and your friends are going out and you have to stay focused and dedicated.
I think the more successful women you can have, then it helps the junior ranks, so it just pushes everyone on.
The question now is what happens after London. I think that's where Athletics Ireland need to realise, look, we're in a good position now, but it's important to keep nurturing young athletes, young women athletes especially. But I look at the women who've qualified as well, and you know, a lot of them are young. Tori Pena, Linda Byrne, Ava Hutchinson, a lot of these women I suspect will be around in 4 years' time, and that's exciting too, that if they can learn from London, maybe this time 4 years from now, we could be talking about even more exciting stuff.